In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Steve Flores and for Dan and Roseanne Houlihan. Your retreat has now begun. So welcome to the retreat. This is the sixth time that we've been together here within this church to go together as confirmation classes in order to prepare to receive the sacrament of confirmation. What is the sacrament of confirmation? It is that which prepares you to be soldiers for Christ, to engage within the battle, to be anointed by God that you might be strengthened by him for this particular fight. And that's what the Lord is doing for you this week. When you enter into a retreat, what are some of the things you should keep in mind? The most important thing is to have an open heart, an open soul to God. You see it at the very end of the gospel today. Our Lord does many things. The very first words that you heard Deacon Marvin say is that the Lord, after he had done all sorts of healings, then what did he do? He gathered all those people together, and then he began to teach them. He prayed, blessed bread, broke it, and he fed them. Nourished them with this substantial bread and this multiplication that foreshadows what the Eucharist is going to be. That's why it uses those words. You hear that those words always said in the Eucharistic liturgy. And then what does he do afterwards? After the crowd is pressed in upon him, it says, since Jesus knew that they were going to carry him off and to make him king, he withdrew and went to the mountain alone. That's what you're doing now. Our Lord often had to retreat. Our Lord is constantly going away from the people after doing something great and going back, not to be alone by himself, but to be alone with God. And that's what you're doing. Our Lord is saying at this time, come away with me. And that's why I'd encourage you during this time to set aside the things of your normal everyday life, even though, unfortunately, we won't sequester you during this time and totally keep you away from all those worldly influences. The biggest thing that you can do is to recognize that your attitude will determine the amplitude of your engagement with God. What is that to say? The attitude in which you engage within the time that you have at Mass, the time that you spend within the talks, the time that you spend even just with your regular classes, each time that determines the degree to which God is able to impact your heart, to do something to change you. That's the great thing about God, is that he doesn't force you or I in any way to be open to him. He just proposes, says, if you want something from me, I'm here to give it to you. But if you don't want to, I won't force my way into your soul. And so the attitude in which you engage within this time will indeed give fertile ground, or hard, tough, rocky ground, for the Word of God to hit you. And so I plead with you during this time, retreats are not something you get to do very often within the course of your life. As a priest, and as a deacon, we're required every year to go away for at least 5 days straight, which should be done in silence, in order to be away with God. That's not enough, actually, as a bare minimum, but it's a bare minimum that the Church requires. And thereby to let God speak. In these days, expect something. And so I offer you this opportunity right now. There's plenty of things on your mind, right? Plenty of struggles, maybe that you're going through, things within yourself that don't make sense. Maybe something in there that just you don't even really want to deal with, so you push away and away. Well, during this time, if you ask the Lord, here's something that I'm struggling with. Here's something that I have a question about. Here's something that I need you to do something for me during this time. If you could do one thing for me, God, this is the thing that I think I'm most open to receive. Put that before him and say, God, if you're real, help me with this. Test him in this way and see what he does. Because the attitude in which you enter into this retreat of an openness, God, I want you to do something with me, will be the room in which you allow him to do something really with you. And the attitude where you say, I don't want you to do something to me, is the attitude which you will take in and not allow God to do something with you. But this is a sacred time, a precious moment, something which can be a moment of great growth for you, just as it was for so many others of your peers who went before. This is the Feast of St. Anselm. He's a great bishop of Canterbury, which is in England. A great theologian, a philosopher. And he had one definition of theology. Theology is simply this: faith seeking understanding. Fidens quaerens intellectum. That's the Latin for it. Faith seeking understanding. And faith is an entrustment of oneself to a truth spoken by he who is divine, by God himself. Okay, God, you say these things about yourself. We've gone through class with our teachers over the course of this time. We spent so much time here within Mass listening to your word, even with our own private Bible studies or whatever it is that we've done. You've said all these truths. This weekend, I'm going to take you at your word. I'm going to attempt to have faith in you. Explain it to me. Theology isn't a mere work of the mind, but indeed it's a work of the heart. St. Anselm prayed as he did theology. He prayed as he went through theology. In fact, if you read any of his books, which one of them is called The Journey of the Mind to God, it's a beautiful title, Journey of the Mind to God, he starts to say very complicated philosophical and theological things, and then immediately, without even a break in his cadence, he moves to praising God, to turning his life to how great he is. God, I thank you for this great thing which you revealed. I praise you for you're so good. Because when he was doing theology, he wasn't doing theology in a closed-off room trying to show how brilliant his mind was. But he was on his knees, recognizing how great God is. And if there's one thing that you can gain from the course of this retreat, is a recognition of how great God is. Deacon, in just a few minutes, is going to talk to you after this Mass about the love of God, how God is love. And his desire is to convince you of his deep and profound love for you, even in the messed up nature in which this world is existing, and maybe the messed up things which have gone on in your life and in your family's life, and all the things that are around you, that even in the midst of the unloveliness of the things that maybe you've done or have done to you, God is still love for you. Open your souls to receive that. Expect that he can convince you of how your worst moment is not your defining moment, but rather it's the moment where God desires to most touch and transform, to bring out the real you which is completely and utterly loved, even in the midst of those things. Let that be an act of faith that you make that seeks to say, okay, God, you say this, that you love me. How can I understand that you love me? St. Anselm has a beautiful prayer that I want to share with you toward eternal life. He writes that in that same work, The Journey of the Mind to God. He prays, and maybe it's a prayer that you can make. Maybe it would be a good moment to silence yourself and maybe even close your eyes. It's just a couple paragraphs so you won't fall asleep in the midst of it, God willing. He prays this. O Lord and my God, my joy and the hope of my heart, tell my soul if this is that joy which you spoke to us through your Son. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be fulfilled. For I have found a fullness of joy that is more than full. It is the joy that fills my whole heart, my whole mind, and my whole soul. Indeed, it lifts up the whole of a man. And yet, joy beyond measure still remains. The whole of that joy cannot enter into those who rejoice. But those who rejoice can enter wholly into that joy. So speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, to your servant in the depths of his heart. Tell him, if this is the joy that your servants enter into when they enter into the joy of their Lord. But of course, that joy in which your chosen ones will rejoice, neither has eye seen, nor has any ear ever heard, nor has it even entered in the heart of man. So as yet, Lord, I have not spoken about or understood how greatly your blessed ones do rejoice. They will rejoice as much as they love, and they will love as much as they know. How much will they know you, Lord? How much will they love you? Truly in this life, neither has eye seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered in the heart of man, how much they will know and love you in that life which is to come. St. Anselm beckons you and I not merely to have our minds grasp the reality of God to do well in a confirmation exam, which all of you have done. But he wishes to grasp your heart, and by expanding your mind, to be able to expand your heart to see what his love really is for you, and in thereby your joy can be filled, recognizing that you are the very center of God's love for you. Your day of retreat starts on this feast of St. Anselm, which means he's a special intercessor for you. It is the prayer of all of us who have begun this retreat, especially your leader, Miss Joanne, that you would be impacted by God. So don't let the attitude which so often lowers your expectations of what God can do, let it instead raise the expectations. Say, God, here's what I needed, here's what I wanted, here's what my deepest desire is that I know of. If you're real, can you begin to fulfill that? To let me know who I am in the center of your love at this time. Open your hearts to receive him. And indeed, brothers and sisters, your expectations will be met, and God's goodness will be revealed. And if you do this retreat well, just like St. Anselm said, you may not be able to take in the fullness of what God's joy is, but you will be able to enter into the fullness of what God's joy is for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.